You are listening to God Will Never Fail Her, a podcast to help you grow in your walk with God and let His light shine through you. For the Word of God will never fail. Luke 1:37. Hello, my faithful friends. Welcome back and welcome to episode number 7. This is actually the last episode I plan on releasing before the new year. So I'm very excited to get into it with you guys today. And my whole purpose and intention of this episode is to bring you all purpose and intention into the new year. I know that we all talk about resolutions and there's a very negative stigma on resolutions. However, I want us to think of it in a positive way, and how are we going to reinforce our relationship and grow next year with God? I think that is a very important purpose and intention to have. And I also just want to talk about being more bold and proud to be a follower of Christ and to have the Holy Spirit in you. I think that this is something that can be difficult for Christians today. I myself have experienced this and kind of want to share what I've learned over this past year, and hopefully it is encouraging to you and you get something from it. Something I myself have had difficulty with this year is being bold and unapologetic of my faith and being a believer and follower of Christ. Since I started this journey of creating this podcast and releasing episodes, I did experience those emotions of fear and timidness, the fear of judgment and rejection from others who don't have the same views and beliefs as me. And a part of me just also wanting to keep the peace between others, because I know there's a lot of stereotyping around people who are followers of Christ because of their own past experiences with believers. In Mark 16:15, Jesus says, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone." It is our job as followers of Christ to spread the gospel. Despite how we're feeling, the fear of rejection, what other people are going to think of you, the reality is there are other people in the world with opposite beliefs as us who are being just as bold, if not more bold, in what they believe. We need to go out there and share our good news and be just as bold. God did not give us a spirit of fear and timidness. In 2 Timothy 1:7, he says that he did not give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. The truth of the matter is that not everyone's going to agree with you and not everyone's going to like you. That's the nature of life in general, not just being a believer in Christ. However, we are called to be bold and to share Christ's truth. We should want to share that light. It is not meant to be kept inside. It's meant to be given to others. A revival starts with us. It starts with me. It starts with you. It starts with the people who embody Christ in them to share it with others, to also accept Jesus and believe that He died on the cross for us. With everything that He's done for me in my life, I have to share this with other people. Why would I want to keep this to myself? I want others to be saved and to know how great and amazing He is, how much He truly loves us and is working for our good. God wants to use us. We need to allow God to use us for his purpose. There were multiple people in the Bible who had to display their boldness in their faith despite being ridiculed or persecuted. I'll name a few. For example, Noah. He obeyed God's requests and built the ark, even though he was being mocked by other people. Another example is Daniel. Even though the king's decree was to worship idols, he boldly prayed as he normally did to God and got thrown into the lion's den. However, for him being faithful, God saved him. Another one is Jeremiah. He was persecuted for delivering God's message. Despite him being mocked, imprisoned, and rejected, he remained faithful to God and the calling that he had for him. And last but not least, Jesus. We all know that he was ridiculed and rejected and mocked and hung on a cross for him preaching the truth. Despite what other people are going to think about us, we need to walk in God's will and purpose for our lives. I love that saying, Jesus died for you in public, so don't live for him in private. What's helped me be more fearless and bold about my walk and relationship with God is realizing, you know what? Who cares what people are thinking about me? We can't walk in our lives, in our daily lives, caring what every single person thinks about us. That is so exhausting. If I should care about what anyone thinks about me, it should be God. It should be Christ. Something that I heard in one of the services I was in at church over this year that really stuck with me was, are you going to make other people uncomfortable or are you going to make God uncomfortable? We are going to make other people feel uncomfortable by sharing our faith sometimes. But if I'm going to choose between God and people, I'm always going to choose God. I think another really great way to be more bold and proud of what you believe in is building your relationship with him, being surrounded by other believers who have the same walk and faith as you. So this is a little segue I want to get into now with your intention and purpose that you're going to bring into 2025. So before we go into the new year, just reevaluate how this year went, ways you grew in your relationship with God this year, ways that you may have been lacking, in order to assess where you need to go and what you need to do next year. This will not only be a resolution for the new year, but more of a commitment to you and your relationship with God. Resolutions have this negative stigma because there's a lot of pressure. You're setting a lot of expectation on these resolutions. And we're making these goals that are extremely vague. For example, I'm going to be happier next year, or I'm going to be healthier, more fit next year. But it actually makes it harder to achieve these goals because we need to break down the steps in order to achieve that very vague goal you have for yourself. Making short-term focuses so that way you don't feel overwhelmed. We are all in different stages and at different levels with our relationship with God. So whatever that looks like for you, reevaluating that so you can work in small ways and being intentional and spending more time with God next year. Whether you're praying more first thing in the morning instead of looking at your phone, praying and spending that time with God, or opening up your Bible and reading your Bible, listening to the Bible on a podcast if you're not very good at opening it and interpreting what you're reading, worshiping Him, practicing gratitude, sharing your faith, being around other believers, going to church on Sundays, whatever that looks like for you. I will give you all an example of how I plan to deepen my relationship with God next year. Hopefully this will also keep me accountable, but I do want to start fasting more frequently. I feel like it's hard for me to make the effort to fast, so I plan on doing this by fasting 24 hours once or twice a month at least. And then I also want to be more intentional with how I'm using my money, in the sense of being more financially responsible, so that way I can be able to serve others with the money that I make to those in need. And then last, I want to begin serving and volunteering at the church I go to. I personally went into 2024 with the intention to focus solely on God and my relationship with God. I am a living testament to the fact that God has changed my life in so many ways by me making that decision and choice to focus on Him. He wants us to come to Him. In this way, He can use us so that way we can have more purpose in our lives, so we can walk in His purpose for our lives. There are so many blessings on the other side of being intentional with your relationship with God. And we're not forming this relationship with Him for the blessings. That is just something that comes with it. Jesus not only offers salvation, but peace, love, favor, wisdom, comfort, and so much more. When we spend more time with Him, we will naturally want to spend even more time with Him because of the peace and love that comes with it. For me, I feel like I can never get enough. We don't have the choice in every single thing that life has to offer, but in growing in our relationship with God and prioritizing our relationship with God is a choice. In summary, let's be more fearless and bold in sharing our walk with God and our faith in Jesus. Let's also be intentional going into 2025 and prioritizing our relationship with God, so that way we can walk in His will for our life and grow spiritually. And that concludes episode number 7. Let's finish in a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for Your peace, for Your love, and for the joy that You give us. We especially thank You for our salvation and giving Your only Son on the cross for our sins, that we get to be forgiven, that You live in us, Lord. I want to pray for our boldness and bravery in sharing our relationship with You to others. I pray that we can be used by You for Your will. I want to pray that we can intentionally go into our new year to spend more time with You and grow in You. So this way we can develop and deepen our relationship with You, experience more faith, receive Your guidance and strength, and become more like You. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'll be talking with you all next year.